I want to thank everybody for having me back before we start the meditation. I was invited twice this winter, and I have moved to Central Oregon, and both times I tried to come, huge snowstorms. I mean, I had 5 feet of snow in my backyard. I said, I'm so sorry, I can't make it. And I was really grateful that I didn't, just because the roads were really bad. And Cindy contacted me, and she said, I think summer's going to be okay. So here I am. So, and I have to say one other thing. I'm not used to this because I have a voice that projects, so I will try and keep it down. And I was, when we were starting to sing, I'm thinking, oh, please don't have that microphone on. Please don't have that microphone on. Oh, thank you. I love you already. Thank you. I love doing quick meditations. This one, you know, we talked about, she said, 8 to 10 minutes. And, you know, I have found in the work that I do that we don't need 20, 30 hour to do a meditation. We can do a lot in a short amount of time. And I created this, what I call my Zen star dancing visualization meditation about 2 years ago. And I wrote it out so everybody could have a copy of it. And I was going through my papers last night, and I was going to do something else. Excuse me. And I saw this, and it's so much fun. I thought, I'm going to bring it for today. It was like magic. It just kind of popped out of my papers. So with that, I would like to have everybody just kind of relax, close your eyes, settle in, get centered, get balanced, take a deep breath, let it out, and do another one. And as you do, let all the worries and the fears, just let it out with each breath. All the frustrations, the challenges, let it out. And breathe in again. Feel how that energy just comes into your body, brings it down into your lungs and down into your feet. With the next breath in, filling your lungs, I want you to take that energy down deep, through your feet and down into the heart of the planet, down into the crystal core, anchoring yourself in with the energy of the crystals. Feel that energy pulsing up through the earth and back up into your feet as it grounds you into this central energy of Mother Earth. And you bring that energy back up into your heart. And just let that reside there for a little bit. Now with that, I want you in your mind to imagine your hands in front of you gathering magical stardust, the stardust of the universe. The stardust the universe created, divine consciousness created, and feel that vibrant pulsing energy in your fingers. Just hold it. Feel the energy of that and see the bright light as it emanates from your hands. Now, extend your energy outward with the stardust in your hands and sprinkle that first on the flowers, the brightly colored spring and summer flowers, watching them grow ever brighter, more robust, their scents filling the air. Watching the nature spirits dance among the flowers. Continue walking in your garden with your magical stardust and start sprinkling it on the trees. Trees in your yard, trees in a park, trees in the forests. You are an earth angel, sprinkling the stardust of the stars and the cosmos all around you with love. See the stardust going into the earth, energizing all the worms and the bugs and any animal that comes in into your arena. Now, as you continue, I want you to begin your expansion of your energy and rise up over the forests. Your hands filled with stardust that you continue to sprinkle. We zoom as a group now over the oceans, seeing to the depths of the amazing life below, the waves sprinkling love and stardust on the deep, rich blue water. See it sprinkle down into the deeper depths to the multitudes of fish and animal life, and especially to these wonderful creatures that are on the west coast between Washington, Oregon, California, Canada, over to Japan, where our waters need extra love. Extra love from the explosion in Japan years ago. See it helping all the aquatic life grow richer and stronger, seeing the life grow again. We are imbibing great transformative magic into the biodiverse aquatic life that resides around the planet. Now, as we continue sailing, you can see mountains capped in the distance on the various continents, glittering the landscape with the magical stardust. Sprinkle, sprinkle, sprinkle. Sprinkle love, hope, peace. Sprinkle growth and abundance, prosperity. And as we dance over continents and rivers and gorges and valleys and lakes, sprinkle, sprinkle, sprinkle all that wonderful stardust. And as we continue to fly and extend this wonderful energy, see all the countries below us and sprinkle extra stardust on every country's capital. We need global transformation, and this is how we do it: through love, through peace, by sharing energy, as we continue as this wonderful group of earth angels. We're going to extend our frequencies into the cosmos. Feel our energies dance and soar through the heavens, past stars, solar systems, and galaxies to reach the cosmic center. When you reach there, breathe the essence of wholeness into your whole entire being, into your heart. Feel the oneness of infinity. Fill your heart. See the wonderful stardust sprinkling your heart's magic out and joining hands with everyone that is here. As we sail back through the cosmos, as earth angels together, we glide home through the Milky Way, back into our atmosphere. Pockets and hands now empty, having shared all of our stardust with the universe around us. And as you sail back and you come back into your physical being, breathe deeply the fresh air around us that's laced now with the fragrance of these beautiful flowers that we started our journey with. And as you re-enter your body, you feel your own energies expanding, your frequencies higher. The stardust having charged your own systems. You are now energized from being a true Zen star dancer. You are ready for personal transformation. Begin each day now with singing and dancing, with your life balanced. And as you center in with your heart, know that every morning you are graced with an unending supply of loving, magical stardust to serve up to all the worlds. With that, bring your energy back, knowing you are fully charged and ready to begin another day, another week, another month, another year, the next best chapter. That was wonderful. I have to share something. About, probably 3 months ago, I'm a musicaholic, I have to admit, and I was so thrilled when iTunes came out with that special little thing for $10 a month, you could download all this music. Well, because before I was spending a lot of money downloading music. I'm one of those who have, I had probably 400 albums, and then I have all these cassettes and CDs, one of those. And I just downloaded that about 3 months ago. Jesse Colin Young and the Youngbloods, awesome. Youngbloods, thank you. Youngbloods, the other one, Youngbloods. Awesome stuff. So if you're interested, boy, I would go jump on that. And that was wonderful. And the flute, I played flute. I always wanted to be Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull. Didn't happen, but, that was my idea. So that was wonderful with that. Yes. So Cindy, it was cute. She asked me what my topic was going to be, and she had talked about, we were talking about sparkling relationships, and it kind of coincides with the name of what I called this, which is the heart of the matter. I wrote a blog, which I actually am going to read to you later, because I really feel that the heart is where everything is. And we have this wonderful ability to intellectualize our emotions. Trust me, I'm a double Aquarian, so I analyze everything, right? So to drop into your heart and to really feel emotions and really feel from our heart is not necessarily what we've been trained to do. We've been taught to be in our heads. We've been taught to make good decisions. We've been taught all these things. And to switch that, to change and come into our hearts is a whole new ballgame. And from a big cosmic point of view, it's actually we're right in step with where we are in terms of the cosmic cycles, because we have been in the age of Pisces for 2,000 years in terms of the galactic changes in the Mayan calendar and all of that. And we are moving out of Pisces into Aquarian, which is kind of fun. But beyond that, we are going from the age of what we are known as the fish because of the Pisces, but it's really been a time of war and a lot of disruption. And as we move on a galactic level, which is so much fun to have it from the galactic level and bringing it down to the heart center, into the individual, we are moving across the cosmos. And I really feel, now I'm not an astrologer, and I don't know exactly the pinpoint. I don't know if any astrologer really knows when we are leaving 100% out of Pisces and into Aquarian, but I really feel we are in this cross section right now. And I think that's why we are seeing more and more people become more connected to their hearts and changing the planet. I just had this connection with this woman on the 4th of July, actually, I have to think about it. And we were talking about the amount of souls that are on the planet now that are mature and that are changing the planet. And to me, the mature souls are here to open up the heart. So I think, you know, you're right here. You're here awakening that part of all of us, and you're taking that energy and that message. See, this is why I don't have a microphone. I move too much. That we're taking that energy out into the world, and that's fabulous. So in terms of this shift, as we move out of the Piscean age and we move into the age of Aquarius, we are literally shifting with the cosmos as souls. We are awakening at the same times that we are in the galactic, it's called the precession of the equinoxes, as we move across the heavens. And this, to me, is fantastic. We all chose to be born at this time. Aren't we lucky? Weren't we smart? I mean, if you think about it, aren't we just so smart? Because we all said, okay, I sign up. I'm going to do this now. Let's go down and let's help shift the planet and let's awaken. I'm just getting goosebumps on this, by the way. I don't know about you, but I get goosebumps and I have it all the way down to my ankles. You know, so I know that this is really, really an important aspect. And everybody does it in their own way. I happen to be one that said, okay, you know, I signed up. Okay, I'm going to go. Cindy and I were talking about this earlier. Did I ever think in a million years I'd be speaking? No, because I did not take speech in high school on purpose. I did not take drama on purpose. And yet the universe said, no, Candia, this is what you're going to do. And we all have ways of sharing our messages. And that is, I think, my belief, is that we come from our heart. So every one of us, you gather together, you pull that energy into your heart, and then you take that out into the world. Now, because of what I do, I don't know if everyone knows my job, and I really call it my job, is I am an intuitive. I've been intuitive since I was a child, and that spilled over into being a medical intuitive, and then in the 90s, I was injured, and then it went into healing. Not on my plan list, okay? So it's like, okay. So because of this, I have learned a great deal over the last, well, my whole life, how many decades, but also over the last 20 years in terms of how it impacts all of us physically. Because at being a medical intuitive, I watch how what we do, how we think, how we are, impacts us physically. And all we have to do is look at the numbers of people that are in hospitals or are sick. And it's because so much of it goes back to the heart. You know, what is our number one illness? You know, it's been heart disease for decades. Why? Because we're not opening up our heart energies and we're not speaking to that. So when people come to me, I look at the heart and what are the emotions that are stuck in this area? So the more that we can open up, literally open up and offer up love, first of all, to ourselves, because that's really hard for most of us, especially women, right? To love and open this up, then it starts changing this heart chakra, the ability then to energize from the heart first. Literally, it's like taking energy that goes up to your head and then down to your feet. So this is really, really an important piece. Again, this is, sorry, I've got something in my eye. This is, pardon me. This is the green, golly, sorry, wasn't planning on that. The green chakra. Okay, so, and I'm gonna do a few more visualizations with you just because of being an energy worker. I think every tool that I can offer up to help you do you better is a great thing. I think it's hugely important. So I'm all about tools and tips and treasures and all those things to make your lives better. So again, from this area, the heart of the matter right here is this is green. This is green frequency. All the chakras all have color frequencies and this one's green. We're going to focus on this one today. This has to do with our hearts, obviously, but also has to do with our thymus glands, has to do with our immune systems. So many people's immune systems are down today. Fortunately for all of us, we happen to live in the evergreen state. How wonderful is that? Because we are surrounded by all this green energy that actually helps us, imbibes our bodies with energy that we can then breathe into our hearts. So my invitation to you is every single day, I'm one of those who's kind of a taskmaster. My kids will tell you I'm a bit of a Nazi, actually. go, right? And I mean that in the best of ways, okay? Is that the more you get in the habit of being disciplined and taking a few minutes, it doesn't take a lot of time, that's the thing. I really do believe that because of our time is shortening back to the precession of the equinoxes, our days are shorter. You know, I've been saying this for several decades, and I think we're down to about, I mean, what used to be 24 hours for those of us who are a little older, used to be 24 hours, I think we're down to about 12 hours in a day, maybe 8 on a good day, about 12 on a good day, you know, one of those. So the more that we condense what we do and bring it in, but if we do it, then we have the ability for transformation. We have the ability to be healthy mentally, emotionally, and physically, because to me that's what this is all about. This is about the heart of the matter. Because if we're healthy in our minds and our bodies and our souls and our hearts, we share that with everybody else. But the key is we have to start with us. So back to imagining, oops, see, I told you I was going to, I've got it right there. I'm not used to these. Is the more you bring that energy into your heart, and again, see this as this funnel of energy going out, and every day when you start your day is right there, then watch how your days change. And I'm going to bring in your story now because it's perfect. Is how many of you, let's just, before I go to the story, how many of you, us, we all have a tendency to worry or be fearful or, you know, things come our direction. We all like to think that we don't, and trust me, this is what I do, right? So I go, oh no, I'm way above that. Not true. I like to think that, but it's not true. So that's why being mindful is so important. Coming down into your heart and starting your day from this point of view. Because when we do this, then we go into our love frequency, and we go into our love frequency, we turn things over to source. And then we turn things over to source and ask for help, for guidance. Then things miraculously happen. This morning, I was back there with Cindy and Pat. And Pat was so cute. She goes, she couldn't find her glasses this morning. And she was getting all worried. She goes, I have to have my glasses to drive. And she was really cute. And I mean, I can't tell the story half as well as she does because she is just so animated. She's so adorable. And she was going, I couldn't find my glasses. And I'm just knowing that I was going to have to drive without them. And she's going, okay, Lord, please help me. And as she's walking out, her glasses were right there on her washing machine as she left. And all she did was ask, right? That happens. I'm just getting goosebumps all the time on this. And I'll give you another example. My son is 28, and he's all in a Twitter pater right now. Truthfully, he's really in a Twitter pater because, and this, trust me, this is not to brag, okay? Because it's not what this is, more the story, is that he created a documentary, and he was just accepted into an international film festival. He's 28 years old. Well, because of this, he's got this other job, and they're saying, well, sorry, you can't go to your opening. And I said, Corbin, stop the dialogue. And that's what I'm here to mirror back to. Stop the dialogue, because again, we all do it, is to come back into your heart, ask, and I say, well, just trust that the universe will give you 2 extra days. We're just going to trust that God is going to be there for you, and stop the worry. But we get into these spins, and we all do it. And we get into the head, and we discuss it, especially we women. We talk about it because we have to. That's what we're good at, you know. And we dissect it down to the nth degree, right? Well, the more then you take it and dissect it and then bring it back down to the heart and then turn it over, magic truly happens. It happens all the time. The key with that, though, is focus. Because think about the clutter. In fact, one of the best examples of this is imagine yourself as Pigpen. Remember Pigpen from Snoopy? Love that. Peanuts. And he had all the dust around him. Well, that's all the clutter that we get in our lives. That's all the mayhem, the challenges, the ups, the downs. Well, if we don't look at that and we focus, laser beam focus on what it is that we desire, that we need, that we want, we just, you know, all of those words, we focus on that. We don't focus on how or why. Don't know. One of my favorite lines is from the movie Shakespeare in Love. I don't know. It's a mystery. So if you get in the habit coming into your heart, focusing, and coming from this place of love, transformation happens and magic happens. And Glasses appear. I love that. It was just a perfect segue into today. How many of you are familiar, though, with the chakras? Okay, good. Mostly I figured you did. But this energy here is so important. Another thing, again, because I'm all about health, energy, vitality. I live right now on Mount St. Helens, on the side of Mount St. Helens. I live off-grid. I'm a total mountain woman. You know, coming to the city is like, wow, okay. I mean, not that I haven't lived in the city, because I have. But my car is absolutely filthy. So getting into that space of I can do anything, you know, you do. You get into that space, you can do anything. As you start taking that energy down every day, when you wake up, start here. When you go to sleep, go here. When you go to the bathroom, come in here, because it's a great time to, you know, multitask. Come down here. Come into your heart. Trust me. You know, sometimes you go in there to close the door because it's the only time you have peace. Okay, then when you have that peace, come down and come into your heart and open up. Because again, the day can take us out of our balance. So if you bring that in, activate this, and then start doing this. Get in the habit of thumping. That's energy medicine work. And what that does is it starts energizing the thymus gland, again, for energy, for health, for vitality. Because the better you feel, guess what? Everybody else around you feels better because you're sharing your joy. I think that's really important. Now, what's interesting, I did this. I'm always reading. It's funny, though, with how we communicate today and how we get information, I don't read as many books, I have to admit. I read a lot on the internet. I have a feeling we're all kind of going that because we get so many snippets of information directed at us all the time. But I read this on the heart. They did. It was a study in, I apologize, I can't remember who did the study. I think it was in Germany because they've always been on the cutting edge. And they found that, again, centering on the heart, that people in relationships who have been together for a long period of time or new, doesn't matter, when they've tested the heart, back to the heart, that complacency actually, the whatevers, whatever you want, actually clogs our veins by 70%. 70% complacency. You wouldn't think that, right? You'd think that by getting along with everybody and being complacent, that would be great. But actually what it does is it stuffs our emotions down. And when it stuffs our emotions down, and when somebody that you're with doesn't feel like you are getting back the information that you are seeking, and they're just, whatever works for you, instead of actually offering up information, offering up, I don't necessarily want to say advice, but thoughts, ideas, opinions, it actually helps the other person become stronger within the heart. So my invitation, again, back to heart energy, bringing this in. When people come to you, again, back to showering your love with everyone from this place, if people are coming to you and asking you questions, whether it's in a one-on-one relationship or broader than that, trust that they are coming to you for a reason, because you are here to share. You are here to share your love. You're here to open up your heart so that they can open up their heart. And by doing that, that complacency that we have tended to fall into, actually, because we've had to become so PC, we have had to become so politically correct that we're not supposed to give anybody any opinions. And I personally feel, again, from an energy medicine point of view, that it's not necessarily a healthy piece, because we all have a right to how we feel about things. It's not about judgment, it's about how we feel. So if you're coming from a place of feeling, well, I feel this, and you're sharing that complacency, that whatever, literally starts to shift, and your blood gets better, and your heart gets stronger, and heart disease kind of goes away. So think about that. I mean, don't be afraid, again, back to that fear, to open up how you feel with other people and go beyond complacency. I find it very fascinating. I mean, it showed up higher almost than anger. Isn't that? I think that's just fascinating. Again, the heart of the matter. Now, again, from the cosmic level, like I said, from Pisces into Aquarian, where we're moving into the love zone, and then we bring it down into the personal level, relationships. Because again, what is heart? Heart is all about relationships, and relationships are everything. Relationships with ourselves, relationships with each other, relationships with the trees, the flowers, relationships to people within, you know, your congregation, your tribe, to relationships at work, and the broader piece. When we really think from the heart within a relationship instead of from our heads, it literally changes things and opens things up to a place where the ability to really connect is even broader and better. I have this client, she's probably my oldest client that I've had, not age-wise, time-wise, and she lost her husband to Parkinson's, and she had a long journey with him, and she put in her time and her energy. He was a wonderful man, and she's now in her mid-late 60s, and he passed away 4 years ago, so she's now decided to get back into the dating game. Oh boy, whole different world today. And she's met this wonderful man, and they had been dating for about 4 months, and then he said, well, I'm just not feeling it, back to emotions and coming from the heart. And I said, it's all about intimacy and communication. Now, intimacy does not necessarily mean sex. Intimacy is literally about talking and communicating from the heart. And I sent her a quick text, and she took the time, which is very, very scary for her. A lot of people have a tough time talking from the heart. A lot of people have a difficult time communicating at that level. I was just having this conversation yesterday. I was, and don't worry, I'll get back to her. I was hiking yesterday, went up to Snow Lake. Does anybody know where Snow Lake is? It was up on the top of, up at 90, up at Snoqualmie and Alpental. Is that right? Alpental. And we hiked into Snow Lake, and I was with my son, who is 28, and his friend, who's 30. And they were talking about how difficult it is for them to communicate with a loved one or a girlfriend or whatever. And I'm going, isn't that fascinating? We can talk with the world, but when it comes to that intimacy, back to the heart, the intimacy, again, it's intimacy of sharing these emotions. So I, back to my client, I suggested, sit down. I know this is tough because she's never been one to ask questions. You know, oh, that's their, if they want to share, they'll tell me. Well, I'm more of a question asker. It's like, tell me, I want to know everything. I'm curious, and I love you, and I want to know that you're doing well. So she took the time to communicate with him, and they found where their issues had been, which is wonderful. Again, they intimately talked about what was going on within their hearts, and they are giving it another go, which is really a great thing. Again, in today's world, you know, I'm now single, trust me. You know, my mother is single because my dad passed, my husband died a year and a half ago, and I'm single. It's different. Trust me, it's so different. So learning how to communicate. So I'm speaking from truth here. I'm speaking from experience that the more we speak from this level, it literally can change things. And when you do this, when we come to this level, we speak with a greater sense of honesty. And I think that's really important. A lot of times when we intellectualize our emotions, like I said earlier, we tend to not speak the greater truth. We sometimes tell people what they want to hear, but when we come here, we come from that space of, I feel this, I need this, and this is how I truly feel, and then it changes the dynamic. So again, my invitation to you is every day, get in the habit of coming from that space, because it's easy to get back into the day-to-day role. So the exercise, the things that I want to share is the first one, verbs, is to imagine, I'm just going to have everybody close your eyes and just see your energy in your head, and then just kind of as if you're looking at the world through your eyes in your head. And now the next thing I want you to do is now drop that energy down into your heart and see two eyeballs right there, so that you're looking from your heart outwards and feel it. You can literally feel the energy drop down into your heart. And then speak from that level. Get in the habit of coming down into that space rather than being in your head. And when you do, then your heart can open up. And if your head gets in the way, get in the habit of being the mime and take your head off, plunk, and put it on the table. I literally will do this if I get too heady and plunk it on the table, and then I drop my energy back down into my heart. So the more you get in the habit, bring it into your heart. And then I have another exercise for you. It's so much fun. Okay, when everybody just comes back up, open your eyes. I'd like everybody to stand up, please. Now, I happen to be right-handed, so because of that, I use my left hand. There are no wrong or right ways. I really am a believer in that in life. There are multitude of paths to the top of the mountain, and they all get you there. So I am not one of those that says, you have to do it this way. No, I don't believe that. I believe everything works. So I just happen to use my left hand, and I put it on my heart. So whatever hand over your heart feels the best. You know what's fascinating? Is that here's another one of these things that I just read, that the heart now, and I'd really like to see an x-ray of this, is the heart, as we were taught, was over on the left side. And the heart is now in the center of the body. And see, the heart is now centered of the body, and that has changed over the last, I don't know, 50 years. Something is going on with our physiology. I am not kidding. I mean, it's really wild. It's giving me goosebumps. So in the center of our chest now, so put your hand over your heart, then take your other hand over here. Okay, then, and I, trust me, I do this every day. Every single day. I do it before I go to bed, when I wake up. So however it works for you, again, no wrong or right ways, okay? And then I tend to close my eyes because I find I focus better and I drop my energy into my heart. And then I'll be quiet here, I promise, is that I want you to ask yourself a question that you need to have an answer for. Should I take this job? Is it a right time for me to sell my house? You know, any of the questions. Is this food good for me today? I mean, it could be as simple or as complex as you want it to be. Now, what will happen is because the energy within the heart is the guiding force, you're going to lean forward because the electrical currents of your body will let you know that it's correct. If the answer to your question is, oh yeah, go for it, baby, you'll lean forward. And then if it's not the right answer, if it's not the right direction, path, you will literally go backwards. Sometimes I've been, so far back, it's like, wow, okay, wrong direction. So, and if you stand steady, you might just need to ask yourself the question again, or get in the habit of doing it more often and trusting. Again, back to the first exercise of dropping your energy into your heart. You come from here. This is your fastest way into your intuition, your fastest connection to your higher self, fastest connection to source. It's the gateway. So, okay, I promise I'll be quiet. So drop your energy into your heart and just ask yourself a question, and then I will be watching all of you guys fall forward or fall backwards. Trust me, it's not that bad. This is great. I'm watching you move forward, move a little backwards. This is good. So just a few more questions, or just repeat that question again until you just, it's a habit. It's trusting. It's just connecting you in with the best of who you are, connecting to your higher self and source again. And I truly invite you to do this every single day. Okay, with that, I know I'm getting on the time thing. I told Cindy I could talk forever. And I get so excited about the heart. So again, my invitation to you is do this every single day. I mean, it can be something as simple. I'll give you an example. I'm expected in Spokane today. Okay, do I really want to go? Do I really want to drive? Probably not. My kids want me to stay, but I asked, is it in my best interest to go? Boom, okay, God, I got it. So that's how I do it. I just basically every single day I ask my best path. So my invitation to you is that. Now I'm going to read you the heart of the matter, then they're going to sing and everything is wonderful. This is what I wrote back in January. It was 1 year after my husband passed, and it was perfect timing for this, the heart of the matter. This is what everything in the world boils down to, the heart of the matter, because without heart, nothing matters. And isn't that the truth? If we don't have heart connection, all of this stuff doesn't matter. We have to have this. Matter literally disappears in importance. Simple. Without heart, we can't love deeply, truly, completely. We keep our relationships stuck in the mental arena, with love being intellectualized, real feelings never actualized. We never truly love. We really don't care. We eat unconsciously, polluting our bodies with garbage. We respect power and greed more than someone's good intent. We allow health care to run more like a business. We vote in Illuminati to rule our world. We take to the streets rioting without really knowing why we are there. We destroy property and vandalize without conscience. We throw stones of cruelty and negativity over differing beliefs. We don't speak our truth. We have sex for sex without consequence and without consciousness. We pollute without consequence. We brutalize animals. We terrorize humans. We make religion more important than the message. We don't tell others we love them. We don't recognize our connection to the universe. With heart, we love truly, madly, deeply, wholeheartedly. Just saying that, it's just juicy. It's so much fun. We love unconditionally. We care for others and ourselves. We feed our bodies lovingly with healthy fuels. We honor great intentions and support good actions. We have health care based on cause and effect. Wouldn't that be great? We have a government for the people, by the people. We take to the streets to clean up garbage and fix our infrastructure. We clean up our properties and help others do the same. We invite our neighbors to share in their culture, stories, and beliefs. We communicate lovingly with our families to maintain a healthy foundation. We make love with our bodies, hearts, and minds. We clean up our lands. We love our animals. We walk in service with our fellow travelers. We share our spirit, welcoming others' beliefs with open arms. We tell someone daily we love them. We feel connectedness to all that is. We leave this plane with nothing more than heart. All the wildly intoxicating, juicy, and raw emotions and feelings we have delved into over a lifetime. Or not. That's it. We can't take anything else with us. Far too many run from diving into the heart of their fears and biggest aspirations because either side of the coin, failure or success, is far too scary. We operate then from a place of complacency, negativity, complaining, turning our power over, never acting consciously, essentially hanging out in the healthy, unhealthy ozone. O is for obstinate, obdurate, obsessive, oppressive, opinionated, of course I'm opinionated, obsequious, obscene, obtuse, obtrusive, I can never say this word right, opprobrious. Can you tell I'm a wordsmith? Yeah. And we wonder why relationships don't work. Why we don't work. It's time for the new ozone with optimism at the heart of the matters. Speak up, say the truth, even if it hurts, dig in, find your core. Feel your heart right there every day. Go to the heart of the matter. Act every day from this place of deep respect, honor, truth, justice, integrity, love. Because in the end, it's the only thing that truly matters. It's true. Do it now. And if you can't, I'll hold your hand till you're able. Thank you. Oh, right.